Joining us now on our Salute to Agriculture, we have Stacy Wilson. She is the County Youth Coordinator for Iowa State University Extension Outreach in Jasper County. And Stacy, thanks for chatting with us today.
You're welcome.
Tell us a little bit about your agricultural background.
Well, I was not born on a farm, but I have lived on one for 43 years. My husband and I live south of town here, and we have a corn and soybean operation, as well as a 120 cow-calf pair operation. And my grandkids show steers at the county and state fairs and multiple other national shows. And my kids grew up in 4-H exhibiting pigs, horses, and cattle.
Well, that keeps pretty busy, doesn't it?
Yeah, yes, it does.
Definitely. And your job here at the ISU Extension and Outreach is, part of it is kind of overseeing the 4-H program, right?
Yes, it is. Coordinating the 4-H program, yep.
Yeah, and why do you feel 4-H is important?
Well, I feel that 4-H is very important for kids. It develops a lot of life skills that people don't realize. You actually do not have to live on a farm or be related or be involved in agriculture to be in 4-H. We do offer a lot of ag training and ag programs, and kids that live in town that are interested in ag but don't have the opportunity to learn about it or experience some of the hands-on activities, they can join 4-H and learn along with our agriculture kids as well. But we also teach life skills such as record keeping, public speaking, communications, community service, citizenship, all kinds of things as well that sometimes people don't realize.
Yeah. To try and make you a well-rounded person, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. I feel like we develop good citizens and leaders, and that's one of our goals in our mission statement.
Now, with losing a lot of small farming operations and what have you, going to large, bigger operations, has that brought the number of kids in 4-H down?
Actually, it has not. I've been here, this is my 20th year, and the numbers have stayed pretty steady in our county. I do think there are other counties that maybe that has affected. What I've seen happen is the trend from the larger animal projects, such as the steers, heifers, you know, even the swine and sheep, those numbers may have dropped a little bit, but our smaller animals, goats, rabbits, poultry, those are way up. Horses, we've always had a lot of horse exhibitors and horse projects entered in our county fair.
So. Okay. Yeah, the county fair is coming up when again?
That is the 17th through the 24th of July.
Okay. Are we seeing still strong support from the business community for sponsoring the fair and fair events type?
Yes. Yep. We have good sponsorship. That is all done through our fair board. So I can't take credit for that. They do a great job of getting sponsors and managing money, making really nice improvements to the fairgrounds and that kind of thing. So yeah, we still have a lot of community support for those things.
Can you tell us what YQCA is? That's through the extension office. It relates to, you know, the fair.
Yes, that is a class that our livestock exhibitors are required to take. It stands for Youth Quality Care of Animals. And it basically is teaching them ethics, proper care, how to read a medicine label on a bottle of medicine, different uses for that and when they can be used. It teaches them how to give their own injections if their animals need a shot or a vaccine or, you know, develop pneumonia and need an antibiotic. And this program is required for any 4-H or FFA student that is exhibiting animals that could possibly end up in the food chain. So not only your market animals, but your breeding heifers, your breeding sheep, et cetera. Of course, our horse, cat, and dog exhibitors do not have to take this class, but anybody else exhibiting animals do. So it's not just showing up at the fair and exhibiting your livestock. It's a lot of education and work goes into it as well.
Yeah. And quite often it's a family affair, too, whenever you have a project, especially an animal project, and taking it to the fair and other shows, the whole family gets involved.
Yes, it is a family affair. And so many people, including my own kids, comment on how the county fair is their vacation, their family vacation. We also camp and exhibit at the state fair. So that's definitely been our vacation when our kids were younger. And our grandkids now, they exhibit market steers. And they are up in the morning at 5 a.m., putting their steers in the barn. They're letting them out in the evening. They just develop an exceptional work ethic, not just my grandkids, but a lot of kids in 4-H and FFA, because if they're going to do this project and they're going to do it right, then they have to put the work in.
And of course, the backbone of the 4-H program is the volunteers who lead these clubs that they're in.
Yeah, we have the most awesome volunteers, I'd have to say. We definitely couldn't do it without them. And we have so many that have been longtime volunteers. Yeah. We haven't had a great big turnover. Occasionally we have had a club kind of, you know, fold, but then a new one will pick up. But the volunteers have remained pretty steady. We have one that's been a 4-H leader for over 50 years.
Wow. Yeah. Do you have some younger ones though joining to keep the blood going?
We do. And in fact, when I say I like to think of 4-H as developing leaders, kids in leadership positions, we actually have kids that have come back and they're 4-H leaders or they're superintendents. Or I know of three that are county youth coordinators in other counties. So they've gone to college, they've graduated, they've gone on to have the job I'm actually doing, only in other counties.
And I imagine some of these clubs probably have a mixture of some people who have, you know, livestock and typical ag projects and those who do not. And, you know, it kind of exposes those who do not to agriculture a little bit.
Yes. And that's what I meant by kids that might not have the opportunity to learn about agriculture. The clubs are a mix. In fact, all of them are a good mix of kids showing livestock and then showing what we call static exhibits, which are woodworking, home improvement, photography, anything that you see in our youth building. And it's amazing, some of those projects that come into that youth building at both the county and the state fair. So,
how many clubs do we have, do you know, roughly?
Yep, we have 12 clubs and two special interest clubs. So once you join one of our regular 4-H clubs, they're called community clubs, you can then join either Canine Connection and learn more about dog obedience and showing dogs at the fair, or Equine Experience, and that's hands-on with your horse, bringing it over to the fairgrounds once a week, usually from May up until fair time, practicing with your horse and learning about it. We bring in speakers that talk about different things at each lesson each week. Same way with the projects that are in the building. We have workshops. A lot of the 4-H leaders will bring in speakers and educators to their club meetings to talk about photography, say. They'll bring in a photographer and teach kids about the different things that involved in that. We have county workshops coming up. I have a cookie decorating workshop, and we make that like a cookie challenge, make it like a challenge, like the kids' baking shows. We have pie baking workshops. We have sewing workshops. Last year we had an awesome woodworking workshop, and so we're hoping to bring that back next year. We try to change it up. I had a livestock workshop last year, but this year our fairgrounds is a little under construction, so we're getting a new youth building, which will be amazing.
Be nice.
Yes,
yeah.
And that is thanks to the Geisler Penquite Foundation, a grant from them. So we have that all going on, and we try to offer a variety of things for kids to learn about. But yes, the city and town kids, they can learn about the agriculture aspect of 4-H from the farm kids. And also we have young kids and old kids in the same club. It's K through 12. K through third, a lot of times are considered Clover kids, and they'll kind of do their own thing during meetings. But the rest of them, the older kids will mentor the younger ones. And that's always fun to see.
Definitely. You know, we're talking to Stacy Wilson, the County Youth Coordinator for Iowa State University Extension Outreach in Jasper County. And through the extension, Have you seen a growth in the number of ag-related jobs that are available?
I can't really address that per se, but I can tell you that a lot of our kids do go on to acquire jobs in the agricultural industry. You know, we are sponsored through Iowa State, and we do have a lot of kids that attend Iowa State. They get to go up there for different things throughout the year, different workshops too, and a 3-day 4-H youth conference up there for high school kids. So they're already familiar with the campus, but we don't just push that campus. We help any kids with, you know, they can apply for scholarships for any college they want to go to. But a lot of them will go and end up in agricultural professions after they graduate.
Yeah. I know ISU turns out a lot of veterinarians.
Veterinarians, food science, animal science. Agronomist.
List. Long list. Yeah. Okay. Anything else you want to add before we let you go, Stacy, about the 4-H program or agriculture in general here in Jasper County?
I feel like it's still going strong here in Jasper County, and I would just invite everyone to check out the Jasper County Fair, July 17th through the 24th, and see for yourself our amazing 4-H and FFA kids.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Joining us on our Salute to Agriculture, again, that was Stacy Wilson, the County Youth Coordinator for Iowa State University Extension Outreach in Jasper County.